Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quel scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Quel moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Quel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive to center field. Miles throws towards the plate. Hayes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Chapman scores. Wright moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wright scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lodigiani moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy misplays the ball. That's an error on McCoy. Lodigiani moves to third. QL moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, White Sox. Bump Hadley now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Lyons moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-0, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Crash Davis now playing first base. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb pinch hits for Luke Appling. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Wright reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman scores. Wright moves to third. It's 11-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a line drive towards third. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing shortstop. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses bunts towards third. Lottigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Chapman now playing shortstop. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miles for the out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Webb reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webb scores. Chapman moves to second. One out. It's 12-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins now playing left field. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 4 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. QL takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman misplays the ball. That's an error on Chapman. QL moves to third. Webb moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright is thrown out after the base hit. QL scores. Webb scores. Chapman moves to second. One out. It's 14-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Suter, and towards Chapman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.